Fuck, wake up.
I can't help it, PD, I'm hacking.
Hello?
Hello, Stephanie Watson, please.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, is Mrs. Watson in?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Hi, this is Michelle from American Online.
Okay, yeah, just a second.
Okay.
America.
Alright,
see, this is where I'm gonna fuck you.
Hey, Kitty, shut up. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Watson?
Yes.
Hi, this is Michelle Sanchez from American Online. You guys use a screen name Hottie393?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're having some information go through our database showing that illegal child pornography was downloaded, and we can prosecute this matter. What I need you to do is go over to your computer so I can walk through the steps with you.
Okay, just a second here. I'm not on a phone that I can do that, so I'm going to lay down the phone and I'm going to pick up another one. Okay,
okay, ma'am. That's fine.
Read the fucking message, buddy.
I do. Hello.
Okay, just study.
I can barely hear you, ma'am.
Oh, Mom, can you hear me? Oh, 1 moment.
Okay.
Is that better?
I can barely hear you.
Is this better?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. We have to reset the computer.
Okay.
So, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but I don't give that out, so I don't know.
No what?
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
My parents were just a little confused because I didn't, like, do anything like that, but...
Well, it could have happened by mistake.
Yes.
Or, you know, I'm not sure how it got there, but seeing that it's gone through our database and we do recognize it, I can walk through steps to get it off your hard drive, because if it sits there going through our database, we can prosecute for it. So what we do is we like to go through the computer and wipe it off so there's no more problems.
Okay. So my computer's on now. What do I do?
Okay. What you need to do for me is, what version of Windows do you run?
Oh, I have a Macintosh, so we don't even run Windows.
You don't run Windows?
We don't have Windows on our computer.
Okay, let me look in my book for Macintosh and find out what, a command is. Hang on one second.
Sorry.
Let me see. I'm so used to working with Windows. If I can get one of my service techs that are here.
Okay. What brought this up? Did you just come across this, like, recently, like, moments ago, or?
Yeah, well, what it is our database, you know, it runs through the servers, and it checks everything that's ingoing and outgoing emails, and we can recognize what you've actually downloaded and what's been sent to your computer, and that's what we've looked for.
Okay, so did this just happen?
Yeah.
Or, okay, never mind.
Well, it was in the past week.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm just getting the commands for Macintosh.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get off. I'm trying to recommend anybody,
so they recognize that the rules
of the
don't work.
Okay. Alright. What we need to do is open the hard disk, which is opening the system folder.
Okay. And open the system folder?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, after you open the system folder, click on Finder.
Okay. I know it's in here. Everything's like really messy.
It's alright. We're two dummies working together reading files.
Would it be in anything else, or would it just be right in there?
It should be, okay, you open the hard disk, right?
Right.
You open the system folder.
Right.
Okay. Then click on Finder.
Oh, is it like a folder? Okay, I'm just being really tired. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, can you fix that light?
Okay, it should be system folder.
Okay, because I'm in the system folder, but I'm looking for Finder, but... And I know what you're talking about, I just don't see it anymore.
Okay.
Oh, okay, now I see it.
Okay.
It says this, the little message found us, it says this file is used by the system software, it cannot be opened.
Right, well what you want to do is you want to hit the Apple delete key.
Really? What does that do? Mm-hmm.
It's a program. What it will do is it will go through there and it will monitor what shouldn't be there and it will delete what's necessary.
Okay, so Apple...
Hit the Apple.
Yeah.
And the delete key.
Okay.
Okay. And tell me what happens then.
Nothing.
Okay. Is it deleting anything? Is it doing anything?
Nothing happened. Do you want me to hold them both down?
Yes.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
Okay, let's see. You're hitting the Apple and then you're hitting the delete key, right?
Right.
Are you doing it one at a time or are you doing it...
One. I'm hitting Apple and then delete.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on, I'm pulling up another folder.
Sorry.
These damn computers, I tell you. You see the extensions folder?
Yeah.
Okay, take that and drag it over to the trash.
Really? What does that do?
I'm going to bring it over there, and then we're going to restart. That way we can get it to work.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Okay.
Okay.
Put it in the trash?
Yeah, put it in the trash.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it says you cannot move extensions to the trash because it is locked.
Because it's locked? Huh. Okay. Hey, all right, do this. This is what we're going to do. Take the system briefcase. Do you see that?
The system folder?
Right. It should be like a briefcase or folder. It says, briefcase or. Okay. Take that and bring it to the trash.
Right.
Okay. And
Hold on. Okay. I think the system folder is protected. Hold on.
Okay.
And that's why, because we protect it so that nothing can be moved in.
Yeah, try to unprotect that, and then we'll reboot it, so that way it modifies all the files into,
I will,
into one thing.
Where? Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. And now, what do you want me to do?
Okay, drag it into the trash can.
Okay.
Okay. Now what I want you to do is reboot the computer.
Like restart it?
Right.
Okay.
Turn it off, count to 10 before you turn it back on.
Okay. Oh. I just hit restart.
Well, it's better to totally shut your computer off and
okay.
totally turn it back on.
Just that way, totally restart it and then shut it off?
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Because if you don't get a full shutdown, then the system sometimes doesn't recognize the files.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here, hold on one second. Okay. Well, it's just while it's resetting.
Right.
Oh, wait. Actually, there's... There's a disk on there that's flashing a question mark.
Okay. Tell me what the question mark is saying.
It's just like the disk that when it first starts up,
it
shows a little picture and then it keeps starting up, but there's a disk. Or there's a big question mark like flashing over the disk.
Okay. Can you get your trash can?
No, because it hasn't like started up or anything.
Okay, well, that's why you need to turn it off and count to 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then restart the whole computer.
How do you turn it off so it stays off?
There should be a power button that you could push.
Okay, yeah, push the button on the back. No, I know. She already did that. She wants it to stay off before you restart it.
To count to 10?
Yeah.
Count to 10.
Okay, now turn it off and count to 10. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, it's hard because this is the first Macintosh that I've worked with. I work with Windows 98 and, you know, Windows 95.
Okay, can I restart it now?
Okay, yeah, restart it. You counted to 10, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm trying to look at my file for a question mark answer, and I'm not getting anything on
it. It did the same thing, yes.
It's not doing anything, but just...
Yeah, let's start up.
And you count it to 10, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We can try it again.
Yeah, we can try it again.
Okay, here, hold on one second. My dad wants to start.
Okay, can you just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Can you say Freak Radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, say Freak Radio.
Freak Radio.
Owns you.
Owns you.
Yeah. Love you. Have a nice day.